You're listening to SBS News. India is facing a humanitarian crisis, with another 2,100 deaths in the past 24 hours, and some people are dying because they can't get medical attention. Hospitals in the capital Delhi are overwhelmed, with virtually no intensive care beds available, and at least six hospitals have run out of oxygen. In the past 24 hours, the country recorded more than 314,000 new infections, and there have now been close to 16 million confirmed cases. Bodies are being cremated almost around the clock, and some relatives have had to make their own funeral pyres. A man named Rohit is among them. Wearing full personal protective equipment, he stands in front of the pyre he's constructed for his 59-year-old mother. COVID-19 ended her retirement dreams of spending more time with her family.
We were not prepared. As a country, we were not prepared. And it's really sad to see my mother go away because she was just 59. And she recently retired and wanted to spend some quality time with us. But all I could see is lying down on the... That's all I...
Makeshift facilities have been established in India to cope with the large number of bodies. In a car park adjoining a crematorium in a suburb northeast of Delhi, a mass cremation centre has already dealt with 60 bodies. Children as young as five are among the younger victims to have been cremated. A veterinarian who's been volunteering at another cremation site says the task is overwhelming.
Even if it is night, we will try to finish the last burial for the day because no mortuaries will keep the body. So that is the reason we want to finish all the burials and then go home.
The president of the Public Health Foundation of India, Dr. K. Shinrath Reddy, says India is paying a high price for its complacency.
We were lulled into a sense of complacency because the various measures of the pandemic, whether it was the daily case count or the daily death count or even the test positivity rates, all of them started declining from October, and by early January, you saw them plummet to very low levels. And then there was this feeling propagated even by experts that we had actually attained herd immunity.
In France, Prime Minister Jean Castex says the peak of a third wave of coronavirus appears to be behind the country after a 17% decrease in daily infections. The country recorded 34,000 new cases, and there are almost 6,000 people in intensive care. Mr. Castex says the situation has improved enough to warrant the reopening of schools on Monday.
J'entends parfaitement les arguments suivant lesquels l'amélioration de la situation sanitaire ne serait pas encore.
I perfectly understand the arguments of those who say the improvement of the health situation is not yet at a level that allows for schools to reopen. But we are convinced that the damage caused by the prolonged closure of schools is catastrophic and can cause long-term educational and also psychological damage that should have us preoccupied as much as the damage directly linked to the pandemic.
From Saturday, France is forcing all arrivals from Argentina, Brazil, Chile, India and South Africa to quarantine for 10 days to try to prevent the arrival of the more contagious variants. It will lift domestic travel restrictions on May 3rd, but a 7 p.m. curfew will remain in place for now. Mr. Castex says businesses, including open-air bars and restaurants, might be allowed to reopen in mid-May if the situation improves. He's made a pitch to people in France to get vaccinated.
J'ai 55 ans et je me suis vacciné avec l'AstraZeneca comme 200 millions.
I am 55 years old, and I was vaccinated with the AstraZeneca, like 200 million people in the world. I call on all who can to do the same. Our capacity to move towards a progressive return to a normal life depends, of course, on our capacity to rapidly extend our vaccination coverage.
And the European Commission says there's been no decision on whether to take legal action against AstraZeneca over a shortfall in deliveries of vaccine doses. The clarification issued after Ireland's Health Minister Stephen Donnelly told the Irish Parliament a legal case had been initiated against AstraZeneca, with Ireland one of the parties to the case. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Diet, SBS News.